Hello, it's Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. Everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. It's Labor Day weekend here in the United States, a day with history in the labor movement from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. This is the movement that brought an end to child labor, brought us sick leave, workers' compensation for on-the-job injuries, and even brought us the weekend. On Labor Day, people often travel to the beach to celebrate the last official weekend of summer, so today we're bringing the beach to you. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started, opening the circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She'll then close the circle. By the end of the day tomorrow, we'll send you the link for the call recording, and in that email, we'll include information about the next call, which will be Sunday, October 4th, which is unbelievable that it will be October, but we hope you'll join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Kathy was teasing me for playing Mozart as you were all coming into the room because she said that was child labor. So let me just be clear, we here at Open Peaceful Heart do not support child labor. Let's open our circle, and when we do that, we'll join in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts and with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we open our circle, let's ground ourselves just through taking three mindful breaths. Please find yourself sitting or lying down in a comfortable position, and if it's safe for you to do so, go ahead and close your eyes. We'll do a mindful in-breath, followed by a mindful out-breath. You can do the inhale and exhale whenever you need to, and then breathe in again when you need to. I'm just calling your attention to specific in and out breaths and setting intentions for them. Allow yourself a nice, deep in-breath. As you breathe in, imagine that you are calling all your power back to you. Exhale when you need to. The magic of this first mindful inhale is that it brings you into the present moment and centers you in the right now. And now exhale when you're ready. And on this exhale, imagine that you are releasing distraction and anything that keeps you from focusing. On the second mindful in-breath, imagine that you're opening a little door in your heart. Feel yourself calling love, balance, peace, joy into that heart space. And on the next exhale that feels right, know that you are breathing joy, peace, balance, love out into the world. On the third mindful in-breath, set the intention that you are guided, guarded, protected, upheld in divine light. And when you're ready, on the next exhale, let this guidance and protection surround and uphold you as you move through this day and always. Imagine you're walking on a boardwalk that goes across the sand. A beautiful lake stretches out before you. There are green grasses growing in the sand on either side of you, moving in the lake breeze. The boardwalk you're on goes forward toward the beach and water, and another boardwalk crosses it that runs parallel to the water's edge. You turn left onto this walkway, and not far ahead you see a couple piles of rocks and cement. As you get closer, you see that these used to be statues. There are large boulders that made up the pedestal and pieces of cement and bronze. You can't quite tell what the statues used to be, but You wonder about how this pile of old rocks might be turned into something useful with just a little work and effort. As you step off the boardwalk to look more closely at the broken-down structures, some other people come along. Maybe you know them, or maybe they're strangers to you. But they come down to take a closer look, too. One of them says how they've walked along here 100 times, but never really paid much attention to them. Another one says, these rocks would make a really nice fire pit. It stays light so late here, but gets cool in the evening. A few more people have come along, and everyone starts to get excited about the fire pit idea. 2 people use their feet to draw a circle in the sand where the fire pit might go. Someone else says, remember to leave room around the circles for benches and seats. Now there are at least 20 people gathered together. Some have buckets and shovels for digging for shells and making sandcastles, so you ask them to work at digging out a few inches of the sand in the center of the circle. Other people start carrying the larger boulders and sorting them out. The flat ones to be used for seats around the fire pit, the rounder ones to go around the fire pit's edge. Some walk down to the beach to look for driftwood and things that can be used as kindling. Some people aren't able to do the physical labor, so they sit and tell stories and sing songs to make the work easier for the others. Soon a large circle of rocks is created, at least 8 feet across. The people who went off to look for wood start coming back. A couple of pieces they found are like smooth planks, and they make great benches on top of some of the larger, flatter rocks. Other people have brought camping chairs and towels. Working together in just a few hours, you've all created something wonderful and new out of something that was broken down. The sun's getting a bit lower in the sky, and many people from the group are splashing and playing in the water. Let's take just 3 minutes to picture this scene. And to think about what in our lives can be given new purpose. Perhaps you're out of sorts and want to give yourself new life. Perhaps there are material things you don't really need anymore, but someone else might be able to give them new purpose. Take just 3 minutes of quiet to breathe into this new life and new purpose. the sun is getting closer to the horizon, and it's time to light the fire and gather together. Everyone's sharing their food, laughing, talking. Someone's brought a guitar and they start to play. Soon everyone's singing songs, teaching each other lyrics and tunes. The fire's crackling as the sun dips itself down into the water, turning the sky bright red and orange and pink, reflecting and sparkling in the waves. You feel content and at peace. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. And you can always access this and tons of other recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. Just click on the link that says Call for Love Recordings. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and that will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Mark your calendars for our next meeting on Sunday, October 4th. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.